بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يسأل الله يغضب عليه أو كما قال عليه السلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله نبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين لذا سرساء الدرور الصلوات اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اما بعد Respected elders and dear brothers and all who are listening on the audio streaming, we are living in a time that we don't even have to go into the details of how complex and complicated and how difficult and trying it is. In these times, what is the way forward and what is the solution? There are many, many solutions that have been proposed by many people, but I would like to propose the solution that is proposed by the best of people, and that is none other than our beloved Master Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the solution that he proposed for his ummah is turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity and with dedication and seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this day and age, with all the challenges that we face, amongst the things that we have been given as a gift is the teachings and the supplications of beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his ummah. He taught us the way of asking and the way of supplicating and what to ask for. And so very briefly I would like to touch on that inshallah ta'ala, after which inshallah we will engage in some salawat ala Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then some zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and dua. So we find that amongst the many, many beautiful supplications and du'as that have been taught to us, this du'a is very comprehensive and very beautiful. Allahumma inna nas'aluka farajan qariba. O Allah, we ask of you and a quick and swift relief. We ask of you swift relief. Now, we know that every one of us, in some way or the other, we are encountering problems, difficulties, pain, sorrow, worries, grief, all these things we are experiencing. And we want a release from it. We want relief from it. And we don't want that relief to come after a long time, but we want a swift relief from it. And so we find that this beautiful dua, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma inni as'aluka farajan qariba, a very quick relief from my condition. And if we ask these duas with the true sincerity of heart and concentration and focus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant it unto us. Because inna Allah la yaqbalu du'a an qalbi lahin, Allah does not accept the dua of a heedless heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept the dua of a person with negligible attitude, and he does not pay any attention, and he is just like uttering the words without focusing on the meaning. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept the dua of a person whose heart is heedless. Dua is accepted of a person whose heart is sincerely devoted and focused to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having conviction that Allah alone can help us and Allah can solve our problem. And so The first thing that we have been taught in this dua is to seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a relief from all kinds of difficulties and problems that we are encountering. We must not act like a superman. We will not act like a superman that, okay, it doesn't matter, I will go through the suffering and I will take the suffering. No, we are very weak, my dear brothers. We must not act like superman that we are so strong that we can take all this kind of difficulties on ourselves. We should not take that attitude. But our attitude should be that of a humble servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help and to ask Him to give us comfort and relief, because we are too weak to be tested. We are too weak to be tested. And then the next part of the dua is وَصَبْرًا جَمِيلًا. And Allah grant us a beautiful form of sabr. Grant us a beautiful form of sabr, because it is possible that that relief that we are seeking from our problems, for some reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may not bring it very quickly. Then next best thing that we need after that is we need the patience to go through it. But what kind of patience? Allahu Akbar. We have been taught that ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sabran jameela, a beautiful form of patience that we seek from you. Oh Allah, we are looking for a beautiful form of patience. That is the patience wherein we do not become frustrated. We don't become frustrated. We don't become upset. We don't become despondent. But we are patient in a beautiful way, having full faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He will help us in whatever we are going through, and we do not complain. This is the definition of a beautiful patience, is the patience wherein a person does not complain. Complaining meaning we do not complain about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what it means. But to express our suffering to fellow human beings for the intention of seeking their du'as and maybe their guidance, then that is something which is not against beautiful patience. So if your head is paining, or you've got a severe headache, it won't be said that it's against beautiful patience if you told your wife, you know, my head is paining, you know, do we have some tablets here at home? So the person said, no, why are you telling your wife your head is paining? You know, that's not patience. No, my dear brothers. Here, what is meant by patience is we don't go around complaining about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why Allah brought this on me? Why am I the one? Or we don't go about complaining excessively to the people, running from this person to that person. Yes, we should express our pain, our suffering to some well-wishers. They will give us dua, they will give us words of comfort, they will give us words of courage. And it is through that we can go through that difficulty. And that is what has been taught to us, that this is sabrun jameel. Yaqub alayhi salam, when he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described his patience, he said, for sabrun jameel, that patience which is beautiful. So that is the type of patience that we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no harm, as I say, in complaining about one's condition to well-wishers who will make dua for you, who will give you words of encouragement and support. There is no harm in that. So one can go and speak to some alim, to some scholar, to some pious person, to some elder, to some experienced person. And it's also good for a person, because it actually helps to take away some of the burden and the pain. Again, we are not supposed to be superman. We must not act like a superman that we don't want to mention this to anybody and we want to keep it all bottled up in ourselves. No, we should not aim to be that, but we should speak to people who are there to help us in these difficulties and these problems. And through their wise advice and their good counsel, we could find some relief, inshallah. And then also very important in the life of a believer is wa rizqan wasi'a. Oh Allah, grant me abundant sustenance, that is expansive, and it is sufficient for my needs. It is sufficient for my needs. We're not asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, make me a millionaire, oh Allah, make me a billionaire, oh Allah, make me swim in money and let me be the wealthiest person in the city. We're not asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. On a lighter note, one lady was talking to a friend, you know, she said, you know, I made my husband into a millionaire. She said, how? She said, first he was a billionaire, I spent all so much of his money that now I made him a millionaire. So, we shouldn't be aspiring to become millionaires and billionaires. But we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us sufficient sustenance and livelihood that we don't have to stretch our hand in front of anyone. We don't have to be dependent on anyone. We don't have to go into debt. We don't have to fall into qarz. And we don't have to beg from anyone. But that Allah gives us sufficient for our needs, the basic requirements. And then a person has no worries then about, you know, financial difficulties and problems, which today we find that has become a very big worry and concern for many people in the world. Allah make it easy for everyone. Allah make it easy for everyone. What we must try our best to do is to cut our expenses down to necessity. What people want is that they don't want to control which is in their control, and they want to control which is out of their control. They want to control their income, which is not in their control, but they don't want to control the expense, which is in their control. So therefore, we should make a concerted effort to control our expenses, cut down our expenses, just spend what is absolutely necessary, only or the things that we require very much for our basic needs and survival. And beyond that, what is considered to be luxury or what is considered to be beyond the necessities, then a person should cut down on those things if he cannot afford it. If he can afford it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him halal and he has the means, then he should use Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mah and he should use Allah's blessings, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. You should give expression to the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, and that is by using the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. Use Allah's favors, enjoy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favors. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ أَن يَرَى أَثَرَ نِعْمَتِهِ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ. Allah loves to see the favors that he has given to his servants upon them. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a person to buy good clothing, or to wear good clothes, or to drive a nice car, or to live in a comfortable house, then these things are not disallowed. For those that have the means, it is permissible for them. But if we do not have the means, then we should not fall into debt and go into credit to buy things that we cannot afford. A lot of people today are living on plastic, as they say, the plastic card, buying and maxing out their credit cards and going into heavy debts, and then they are struggling to pay the debts, and Allah forgive us, that debt was incurred on the back of interest, and high interest has to be paid now, and a person is drowning. Here's the ocean right here. And there's no lifesaver also to save this person, because he's drowning now. A person is drowning in the ocean, Allah save us. How is he going to shout for help and scream for help? But if there's no one there to help him, he'll drown. So we are going to drown in the ocean of debt if we are going to take this interest, and we're going to max the credit cards, and we don't have the way of paying back. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from such a condition. This is one of the biggest tactics to enslave people in this day and age is to offer them credit, knowing that they're not going to be able to pay, that they're going to struggle to pay, and what they will be paying, they will be paying interest upon interest upon interest, and they will come nowhere near paying the actual debt, and they will pay the original debt over and over again, but the debt is still on them, and it must not happen that debt comes to them while they are in debt. Allah save us. Debt comes to them when they are in debt. So, therefore, we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very fervently, وَرِزْقًا وَاسِعًا. Oh Allah, grant us abundant and plentiful livelihood and sustenance, that we do not have to fall into debt, and we do not have to beg from anyone, and we do not have to suffer or make our family suffer because of shortages and so on. Then the next thing is extremely, extremely important. The fourth thing that have been mentioned here, and that is wal-afiya min jami'il bala. Oh Allah, I ask of you afiya, afiya from all calamities, from all calamities, afiya. Afiya is safety, protection, well-being. From all kinds of calamities, we are asking Allah Ta'ala to give us safety, protection and well-being. Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that after Iman, there is nothing greater for a believer and no greater gift for a believer than the gift of afiyah. Afiyah is the best thing after Iman. It is something we must treasure and we must keep asking and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah give us afiyah, oh Allah grant us afiyah. We are asking Allah for protection, we are asking Allah for safety, for well-being. Again, it is here to teach us, don't act like Superman, that you want to be, you want to put yourself into danger and you want to take risks on yourself. Then that is a very dangerous thing for a person. So the fourth thing that has been taught to us here is wal-afiyah min jami'il bala, from all kinds of calamities, oh Allah, I ask you afiyah. And so much of afiyah we must ask for, so much of afiyah, that the next part of this dua, wa-as'aluka tamam al-afiyah, oh Allah, I ask you perfect afiyah, perfect afiyah. Wa-as'aluka dawam al-afiyah, oh Allah, I ask of you permanent afiyah, perfect afiyah, permanent afiyah. Wa as'aluka shukra ala al-afiyah, and I ask of you gratitude on the afiyah that I'm enjoying. Because, subhanallah, look at the beautiful secret here. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us a secret here, that make shukr to Allah for the favors that you have. And afiyah is one of the biggest favors. Make shukr to Allah. Ask Allah for shukr on that favor, because when you make shukr on Allah's favors, Allah increases His favors upon you. Allah will increase our afiyah. The more we make shukr to Allah on afiyah, the more Allah will increase our afiyah. And then our afiyah will become perfected. And then it will become permanent. And then what more does a person need in this life? What more do we need in this life than to have this perfect and permanent afiyah? So that was the fourth thing that has been asked. And the last and fifth thing that has been asked in this dua, وَأَسَلُكَ الْغِنَىٰ عَنِ النَّاسِ. وَأَسَلُكَ الْغِنَىٰ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And the dua ends off, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. Kanzum min kunuzil jannah. It is a treasure from the treasures of Jannah. And it is by itself, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, is a cure for this atawatisina da'an aysaruhu alham. It is a cure for 99 sicknesses, and the lightest of those sicknesses is depression. Depression. That is the power of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Therefore, I will urge our brothers and all who are listening that let us at least try to read 100 times daily without fail. Daily without fail. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-ali al-azim. If we add even better, or even la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Try to read a minimum of 100 times of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So it can be a treasure from the treasures of Jannah. And it can be a means of relief from many sicknesses and illnesses, and also from depression and worries and sorrows. So the fourth thing that has been asked here is, wa as'aluka al-ghina 'ani nas. O Allah, I seek independence from the people. I seek from you independence from the people. Make me independent of people. I don't want to be dependent on anyone. Don't make me dependent on anyone at any time in my life. I want to be dependent only on you, O Allah. I do not want to be dependent on any human being. May Allah save us from dependence. May Allah save us from dependence on anyone, that either we are financially dependent on someone, or we are physically dependent on someone, that a person feels that now, my needs will be fulfilled by this person, I have to keep on going to this person. Or a person becomes physically disabled, and now he's dependent on people, he's dependent on human beings. And human beings are human beings. Human beings are going to get frustrated, they are going to get tired, they are going to get angry, they are going to be moody. And this person is dependent on another human being. Now how difficult it is. But those who are in that condition, not by their own doing, but by the hukam and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they must exercise extra sabr, extra patience, for which they will get unlimited rewards by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When those people will see their rewards on day of Qiyamah, they will be too happy, and they will say, Allah, whatever we suffered in the world was nothing. But we should not ask of Allah for this. We should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be independent of anyone. And if we become dependent, Allah forbid, and then now we are going to be dependent on the people around us, and the people around us may not have that patience, then we have to make sabr on that also. And for the people, it is necessary that if somebody is dependent on you because they are disabled, and you are the caregiver for them by virtue of being there, family, by virtue of being their son, daughter, brother, sister, parent, mother, father, or any other relationship, then the caregivers must never become frustrated, and they must never become upset, and they must never become angry, and they must never become moody with this person here, because Allah has given them a gift. Because Allah Ta'ala has given them a gift, that you look after this needy servant of mine, and I will fulfill all your needs. Allahu Akbar. What a win-win situation in Islam. There's no loss. There's no loss in this beautiful deen of ours. The person who's dependent is in gain, because the people around him are supposed to, people around this person are supposed to take care of this person in the best possible way, by giving them love and attention and assistance and, you know, comfort as much as they can to the best of their ability. And the person who is in this condition will be relieved and will be at ease because people are taking care. So both sides are winning. But if one side does not fulfill their obligation, then the other side has to exercise sabr and patience and leave the matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah ta'ala is the ultimate judge. And those people who had the opportunity to look after such people, and they did not take care of them, and they did not give them the due care, they had an amanat from Allah, and they threw away that amanat. They had an opportunity, golden opportunity from Allah ta'ala, and they threw the opportunity away. They have lost in this world, and they are lost in the akhirah. They are going to suffer loss in this world, they will suffer loss in the akhirah. Therefore, the people who have been given such an opportunity, sometimes in the form of a disabled child, or a disabled sibling, or a disabled parent, then Allah has given you a golden opportunity. Now is your chance to make your akhirah. And in the process, your dunya will also get made. Your dunya will also get made, because we find that the people who look after these special people, these special servants of Allah, these very, very, you know, delicate servants of Allah, they take care of them and they look after them, then Allahu Akbar, Allah will look after them in the akhirah, and more so in this dunya, Allah will look after them too. You will find there will be barakat in the lives of these people. They will have unlimited barakat in everything. One side, they have this responsibility which they're carrying out with patience, but in exchange, Allah is going to give them unlimited barakat. And if they throw away this beautiful opportunity and gift that Allah has given them, they will lose in akhirah. The barakat from this world will also be gone. Then it's no point crying to anyone about the situation, because Allah gave you on the plate an opportunity, a gift, and instead of embracing it, you threw it away. Your loss. It is your loss. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of anyone. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will find someone else. Someone else will take that slot. Someone else will take that opportunity. So let us keep these few beautiful advices of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the form of this dua, which he taught us as a ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us these five beautiful bounties: farajan qariba, wa sabran jamila, and wa rizqan wasi'a, and wal afiya min jamil bala, and al ghina aninas. Five things we have been taught to ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Allah will grant us. The old people used to always say in their own words, "Oh Allah, don't make me muhtaj of anyone. Don't make me dependent on anyone." Because they knew that being dependent on anyone is not easy. Because the people around you may not be up to their responsibility. Only a few sort of understand the gravity of the responsibility. Most of the people, they shun their responsibility. So therefore, the elderly people, they used to always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, don't make us muhtaj or dependent on anyone." We should also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to be dependent on anyone, because it becomes very, very difficult for such a person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us perfect afiyah, permanent afiyah, and shukr on the gift of afiyah.